Freelance journalist James Foley of New Hampshire is still missing in Syria after being kidnapped more than a month ago. And it's not the first time that he's been detained while covering a civil war. In April of 2011, Foley was held for 6 weeks by government forces in Libya. Since the uprising that toppled the only man allowed to be famous in that country, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, Libya's entertainment industry is undergoing a resurgence. The BBC's Rana Jawad reports from Tripoli.
The Black Force is a four-man band of middle-aged heavy metal enthusiasts now practicing what they love. They represent a generation that felt it lost its voice or talent 3 decades ago. Saleh Al-Khwildi is the band's drummer.
We started playing together in 1985. We kept playing until the former regime burnt all the instruments. That's when Western music became impossible in Libya. Since Liberation Day, the band has regrouped, and we bought new instruments. Our goal now is to deliver the music that was buried here for a long time. Everything we play was written by us in the 1980s.
But it's not just the nostalgic older generation. Tripoli's old Soviet-style theatre hall was once known as the People's Hall and mostly used to declare unshakable allegiance to Colonel Gaddafi. Earlier this year, it was the venue for a public talent show, and Libyans came to perform everything from freestyle football to songs about Islam, like these two young veiled girls.
So what was that song about?
I'm a prophet.
The typical 17-year-old room. A mess, actually.
Suhaib Tantouche studies law in Tripoli, but I first met him at the talent show where he was showing off his true passion, drawing cartoons.
It's not any kind of drawing, it's a caricature, what we call the art of humour, putting things in a sarcastic way.
Oh, that's in English there. Yeah. So you have a father and son, I presume.
Yeah.
The child is looking at his father saying, Daddy, what does Libya Hurra mean? Of course, Libya Hurra literally translates to Libya is free.
Exactly.
And it was the mantra of the revolution.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
And the father is answering back with, it's something Libyans say when they do something wrong.
Yeah, when some people did bad things, saying Libya Hurra, Libya is free, I'll do what I want, you know?
It's been used as an excuse to do whatever you want since the revolution.
Exactly. You can do anything.
It's being used
right
as an excuse.
Wrong. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's a strong political message, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
And Suhaib gives me a quick demonstration of his sketching. He tells me more about the themes of his work.
Mostly about the Libyan youth, you know, about not accomplishing their goals in life, you know, just hanging in the street, not doing anything productive. Getting bored. Yeah, but I wish that mentality changes. Really. I want to be someday like a Libyan artist, Mohamed Zouawi. He's the best character artist. Just showing the negatives in the Libyan community and try to get it in the right way.
Back in the recording studio, the Black Force play on, seemingly reveling in the beat of a lost generation. Decades on, the lead vocalist, Nasser El-Ghidi, is as passionate today as he was in his 20s.
We have a dream. We have to play good music for Libyans and for the world. I don't need to play my guitar and sing song under the pressure or under bad regimes, okay? I have to sing it freely. That's why we feel now something like this. That's why we're going to start one more time. I can't express exactly what the target, what the goal, but we like music, and we want to play this music. That's all.
Libya is not home to the big and renowned voices, artists, and poets in the region. But for a country that was robbed of creativity and passion under dictatorship, the possibilities, for some, are now endless.
Thank you, Las Vegas, thank you.
That report from the BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli.